I told His Holiness that his choice of name after Saint Francis of Assisi was a powerful message for the many goals and principles shared by the United Nations. He speaks loudly of his commitment to the poor, his deep sense of humility, his passion and compassion to improve the human condition. I was especially privileged to meet Pope Francis as we mark 1,000 days to the deadline for the Millennium Development Goals. We discussed the need to advance social justice and accelerate work to meet with the Millennium Development Goals. This is vital if we are to meet the Millennium Promise for the world's poorest. I was also very heartened by the commitment of Pope Francis to build bridges among communities of faith. I strongly believe that interfaith dialogue can point the way to a deeper appreciation for shared values, which in turn can lead to tolerance, inclusion, and peace. This is the motivating force of the United Nations Alliance of Civilization Initiative, and I greatly appreciated the opportunity to speak with Pope Francis about how to further promote this essential work. It was an uplifting, hopeful meeting. Pope Francis is a man of peace and purpose. He is a voice for the voiceless. I look forward to continuing our conversation. In that spirit, and following in the tradition of his predecessors, I was honored to invite Pope Francis to visit the United Nations at his earliest convenience.